Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART.
Hi,
I'm Joy Jackson. The ART chapter in Lexington, Kentucky have been giving new life to the lost episodes of The Great Gildersleeve. This one we call The Victory Garden.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from The Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. But first, my wife tells me that homemakers are looking for ways to tempt family appetites. She says that, with food rationing, it's a real problem to serve nourishing foods that are both money-saving and good-tasting. If that's the case at your house, rally round and learn about Pabstett, the delicious cheese food of 100 uses. Pabstett has a unique cheddar flavor that your children will love in noontime sandwiches. Pabstett melts to a smooth golden cheese sauce that's grand with macaroni, vegetables, eggs, fish, or other main dishes for a hungry family. Pabstett slices perfectly for serving with dessert or for between meal snacks. Yes, Pabstett is wonderfully good eating and helps supply many of the food elements your family needs. Milk protein, milk minerals, vitamin A and vitamin G, which is also called riboflavin. Pabstett is easy to digest, too. So remember to ask for economical Pabstett, the delicious cheese food in the flat, round package. Your family will like Pabstett. Served in 100 different ways. Now, let's join our friend, the Great Gildersleeve. It's a brisk Saturday morning in March, and he's sitting at the breakfast table with his niece and nephew, glancing through the Summerfield paper, while his nephew Leroy puts away a few extra slices of toast and jam.
Congress debates Rummel Plan. I wish they'd make up their minds about that thing, one way or the other.
What is the Rummel Plan anyhow, Unc?
It's a scheme to put income taxes on a pay-as-you-go basis. That is, this year we pay this year's taxes instead of last year's taxes.
When do we pay last year's taxes?
Last week. Oh, my goodness! What's this? It can't be.
What's the matter, Uncle Mort?
By George, this time Hitler's gone too far.
What is it?
This country is facing a potato shortage.
Gosh, that'll be tough on you, Unc.
Well, my boy, this settles one thing. We're going to plant a victory garden.
We are? When?
Just as soon as you've spaded up the front yard.
Me? Oh, gosh, Unc.
I think it's a wonderful idea. But if you're going to grow anything, we'll need more room than that. At least half an acre.
Hey, have a heart.
Keep cool, my boy. We haven't got half an acre, Marjorie.
What's the matter with the vacant lot next door?
Listen, I'm not going to dig up any vacant lot. They're all full of tin cans and bottles.
You won't have to do it all by yourself, Leroy.
You mean you'll help me? Will you, Unc?
Well,
I'll tell you what we ought to do. We ought to organize this garden, not just for ourselves, but get all our friends in on it. Mr. Peavy, Dr. Pettibone, Judge Hooker, everybody.
That's a wonderful plan, Marjorie. You're a regular Rummel. But why do we have to let Hooker in on it?
Now, Uncle Mort, the judge has to eat just like everyone else.
The old goat. Let him eat 10 cans.
10 cans are rationed.
All right, Leroy. My dear, we'll let Hooker in on the victory garden on one condition.
What's that?
If we accidentally grow any parsnips, he has to eat them.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Gildersleeve.
Peavy, have you read the paper this morning?
No, I usually save it until after supper. It gives me something to look forward to all day.
Well, there's an article in there you ought to read, Peavy. Do you realize that if you don't take steps right away, a few months from now you may not be eating?
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. The pharmacy business isn't that bad.
No, but the vegetable business is. Listen, we're organizing a community victory garden. And I'm offering you a chance to get in on the ground floor. How about it?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm afraid I've got just about all the garden I can handle right now.
I didn't even know you had a garden. What do you grow?
Rhubarb.
Just rhubarb?
Well, I like rhubarb. So does Mrs. Peavy.
You can't live on rhubarb alone. You need to branch out a little and grow something new for a change.
Well, I do. Every year I dig up the rhubarb bed, and Mrs. Peavy and I go through the seed catalog to pick out what we want to grow.
Yes.
It always turns out to be rhubarb.
Peavy, you're a man who needs a victory garden if I ever heard of one. It's the only way you'll ever get any variety. Will you come in on this with us?
I'll tell you, Mr. Gildersleeve, I'll do it on one condition.
What's that?
If we can grow some rhubarb.
All right, Peavy. We'll grow rhubarb. Judge! Hey, Hooker, wait up!
Good morning, Gildy. What's the excitement?
Horace, do you like rhubarb?
Rhubarb?
Yes. Think of a great big pie full of nice, juicy pink rhubarb.
Surest way to get acidosis.
Well, if you don't like rhubarb, think of something else. Think of something you do like.
All right. I'm thinking of mushrooms.
Well, mushrooms are a little difficult. Think of something easier.
Why should I think of anything at all?
Because in a few months you may not be able to get it. Did that ever occur to you?
Gildy, let's go back and start at the beginning. What is it you're fumbling at?
We're starting a community victory garden. Eat hearty and win the war.
Well, you're not going to win the war with rhubarb, you know. If you're going to grow stuff like that, count me out.
Forget rhubarb. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
You want to grow more popular vegetables, things everybody likes.
What, for instance?
Eggplant.
Eggplant? Have it your own way, Judge. If you'll come in with us, we'll grow eggplant.
Where's this garden going to be?
Well, there's a good vacant lot right next to my place.
Have you got permission?
What do we need permission for?
Well, it's always a good idea to get a clear title. The city owns that lot, and if I were you, I'd go to the mayor or somebody and get an okay.
Clear title, eggplant. You can think of more complications. All right, I'll go to the mayor.
Well, Commissioner, come in. Glad to see you.
Is that why I couldn't get an appointment with you for 2 days?
Now, Commissioner, you know how these things are. You're a busy man yourself.
Yes, I am, and I'll be brief. Your Honor, this town is facing a food shortage, and I, for one, propose to do something about it.
Well, just what do you, for one, propose to do about it?
I've got the people in my neighborhood starting a community victory garden. It happens to be on city property, and we'd like to get your okay.
I'm afraid that would be a little irregular, Commissioner. That would be using city property for a private enterprise.
Private enterprise? This is a national enterprise. It's an emergency. The country needs food.
Well, I'll have to take it under consideration.
While you're considering it, we'll be planning it.
Now, don't misunderstand me.
If you don't want to support this project, Mayor, don't. We'll go ahead without you.
I didn't say I wouldn't support it, Gildersleeve, but you can't just rush into a thing like this. You've got to feel out public opinion.
You'll feel it right in the seat of your pants if you don't get going.
And there are certain formalities we can't just overlook. Proper authorization from the city council, zoning restrictions, and so on. These things take time.
So do potatoes. If you'll look in your almanac under March, you'll see that they should be planted in the ground right now.
I don't know anything about that.
And if you'll look in your almanac under November, you'll see that we can look for a change shortly in the mayor's office.
Well, I don't...
Good day, Terwilliger.
Miss Jenks? Miss Jenks?
Yes, Mr. Mayor?
Miss Jenks, get me an almanac.
Mr. Gildersleeve, how long do I have to keep digging?
Yeah, Unc, how long does this go on?
As long as a single clod of earth remains unturned, my boy, we've got to spade up the whole lot.
It's funny. I don't see you doing any digging.
Well, if I knew where there was another shovel, I would.
Unc, I've got a surprise for you. Right in the corner of the garage, back of the old porch swing.
That's a long-handled shovel, Leroy. That's no good.
Oh. Well, anytime you want to take over this one.
Digging is good for you. It's good exercise. A growing boy needs a certain amount of exercise.
A certain amount, he says.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm going to have to stop pretty soon and go in and fix dinner.
Why, it's only 2:30, Bertie.
Yes, sir, I know. But this dinner is going to take a long time to get ready.
Well, don't rush off. Remember, Bertie, this is a victory garden. Every shovelful you take is digging Hitler's grave.
Digging my grave, too. But if you don't care about having chicken fricassee for dinner, I guess I can work a little longer.
Chicken fricassee?
With bacon powder biscuits. But if you don't care about that, I guess I can fix up something warmed over that won't take much time. Some of those old tired noodles, maybe, that I had left over from day before yesterday.
All right, Bertie, run along. Give me your shovel.
Yes, sir. You work up a good appetite now.
Good exercise, isn't it, Unc?
Yes.
Unc?
Yes?
I thought this was a community garden.
It is.
Well, where's the community? I don't see anybody doing any digging but us.
Well, they were going to be here.
What about Judge Hooker?
He phoned that he was tied up in court, the old goat. He's just waiting till we get the digging done. I've got a good mind to stop right now and fool him.
Yeah, let's fool the old goat.
No, we can't. We've got to set the town an example here. We've got to show that Mayor Terwilliger.
Hey, Unc, look who's coming. Mr. Peavy.
Huh? Well, good old Peavy. At least I've got one honest friend anyway. Hello, Peavy.
Hello there, Mr. Gildersleeve. Doing a little digging, I see.
Yes, Peavy, you're just in time. Here, take my shovel.
You're sure I won't be depriving you?
Not at all, not at all.
Well, it's a long time since I've done any of this, but... kind of rocky, isn't it?
Just in spots. Don't let it discourage you.
If at first you don't succeed, what is it the fella says? Try again. Well, let's try again. Another rock.
Try another spot. Feel free to dig anywhere.
Thank you. I don't seem to get the hang of it somehow.
You're doing fine, Peavy. But put your foot on it.
Oh, foot on it.
No, Peavy. You're pecking at it. Throw your weight on it.
Perhaps you'd better show me.
Here, give me the shovel. Look. Grab it like this, put your foot on it, and... See?
Could you show me once more? You're very good at it.
Nothing to it, really. Look.
Well, I see you don't need me, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'll just be running along now.
Peavy!
Mrs. Peavy will be looking for me.
Peavy, don't go!
Goodbye, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Leroy, get to work. Come on. I'm going to have a victory garden here if they have to bury me in it.
Uncle Mort, you must stop now, really.
Well, I've almost got it finished now.
But you've been here for hours. Let somebody else finish it. Mrs. Ransom called again.
Again? Did she call before?
Oh, she's been calling all afternoon, but I told her you were busy.
But why didn't you tell me? Maybe it was something important.
Oh, no, she just wanted you to come over there.
Well, that could be important. I guess you're right. I guess I'd better knock off now. Oh, my back.
Poor Uncle Mort.
Don't worry about me. I'll take a nice hot shower, spruce up a little, and I'll be a new man. I may even run over and see Leela for a little while before dinner. Yes, sir. I tell you, there's nothing like the way you feel after a good, honest day's work. Yes, sir.
Throckmorton!
Hello, Leela.
Throckmorton, I'm so glad to see you.
I came just as soon as I'd heard you called.
Well, I hope you're in a good mood this afternoon, Throckmorton, because I want to ask you a favor.
Anything your little heart desires, honey bunch.
Oh, you. But gracious, don't let's stand here. Come in, won't you? I declare, Throckmorton, you're the hardest man to reach. I phoned you about 4 times this afternoon, and every time they said you were busy. What were you so busy about?
Why don't you just come over here and let me show you? You'd be amazed.
Ooh. Throckmorton, what is it?
It's nothing. What about this favor you were going to ask me?
Oh, that. Well, I don't know. Maybe it'd be asking too much.
Nothing would be too much. You name it, and I'll do it.
Well, Throckmorton, do you like flowers?
Love them. Love them.
Do you like petunias?
Crazy about them.
Then, Throckmorton, I wonder, would you spade up the petunia bed for me?
The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few seconds. Meanwhile, if you are like most homemakers I know, you aren't wasting a bit of food these days, no ma'am. You are using your ingenuity in putting leftovers to work. You combine them with a touch of added flavor, and presto, there's an appetizing main dish for another meal. You'll find at Pabstett, the delicious cheese food of 100 uses is an economical and nutritious ally in preparing such wartime meals. Pabstett makes smooth, appetizing cheese sauces that add nourishing goodness to warmed-over meats or vegetables or fish prepared in dozens of different ways. It spreads, slices, and toasts to perfection, too, for sandwiches and for crackers with dessert. Pabstett is wonderfully economical because a little goes a long way in providing that extra touch of flavor that makes even plain everyday foods so satisfying to the family taste. It's possible that your dealer may not have Pabstett the very first time you try to buy it, because so much cheese and other dairy foods have gone to war, and because Pabstett is growing more popular every day. But everything is being done to keep dealers supplied. So ask for Pabstett in the distinctive flat, round package. Now, let's get back to the Great Gildersleeve. In spite of Mayor Terwilliger, there's been lots of progress on the Victory Garden, thanks to the cooperation of many friends and neighbors. And this afternoon, Gildersleeve is admiring the orderly vista of cultivated soil with the eye of a seasoned countryman, while Leroy, who would rather be almost anywhere else, stands patiently by.
Ah, fresh air, sunshine, and the good earth. You can't beat 'em, Leroy.
No?
No, siree. Nature. Living, growing things. Ooh, what's that insect crawling across my potato patch?
Where?
That big fella right over there. See him? He must be a potato bug. Go get him, Leroy.
But, Unc, there's nothing planted there yet.
Makes no difference, Leroy. That potato bug is laying eggs in there. He knows what's coming.
Aw.
Go catch him, and bring that clod he's sitting on, too. We'll get rid of him, bag and baggage.
Boy, I wish this war was over. Can't I just step on him, Unc?
No. We're going to run this garden scientifically, young man.
Excuse me, Are you Mr. Gildersleeve?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I'm Mr. Gildersleeve.
I'm Maud Meech, a reporter for The Indicator.
Oh, The Indicator. Well, Miss Meech, I'm glad to see you. I suppose you've come to have a peek at our little agricultural project.
Yes. My, but you've made great progress. Beds all laid out, fertilizer in, and a scarecrow.
Scarecrow? That's my nephew, Miss Meech.
Oh. I'm terribly sorry. I'm a little nearsighted, Mr. Gildersleeve.
A very natural mistake. Leroy!
What is it?
What are you doing way off over there? Come here, my boy.
Okay.
My nephew's been very helpful on this project, Miss Meech. Just now he was getting rid of a potato bug.
So early? Well.
Got to stamp out pests early, Miss Meech. Get the jump on the plant louse before the plant louse jumps on you.
Mercy!
Just a figure of speech. They rarely attack human beings. Ah, here's my nephew.
Say, Unc, that potato bug wasn't a potato bug at all. It was a moth.
Well, they're dangerous, too. Leroy, this is Miss Meech of The Indicator. She's come to write a little article about our victory garden.
For the paper? Gee, that's swell.
We're having a little ceremony tomorrow afternoon, Miss Meech, to plant the first seed. A few speeches and so on.
I see. Are you going to say a few words, Mr. Gildersleeve?
A few?
Leroy.
Aw, Unc.
I probably will make a brief address, Miss Meech, in the hope of popularizing the Victory Garden plan. Naturally, I hope that other people in Summerfield will follow our example.
May I quote you?
Oh, pray do.
Well, I think this will give me a nice feature, Mr. Gildersleeve, with a little art.
Art?
Oh, I'd like to take just one photograph of you in the garden, if I may.
Oh, yes. Shall I get into my working togs?
Oh, no. But if you could just remove your coat, we could have sort of an action shot.
Action, that's the thing.
With your nephew in the picture, too.
Splendid! Leroy, get down on your hands and knees.
What for?
For a picture. No, get down in the other direction so you're facing the camera.
Now, if you'll point out something to him, Mr. Gildersleeve, we'll try to give our readers the impression you're telling Leroy what to do.
Is she kidding?
Hold still. How's this, Miss Meech?
Oh, just the thing. Now, smile, please.
Oh, yes.
You smile too, Leroy. Thank you very much. Well, I think that's all I need, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Miss Meech, you've been so kind. There's just one plot still vacant in our victory garden. Wouldn't you like to have it?
Oh, no thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve. I couldn't.
But you could learn to take care of it in no time. It's really very easy.
Oh, it's not that, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'm a graduate of the State Agricultural College.
Well, well. You're the garden editor of the Indicator, an agricultural student, and yet you won't come in on our project? Why not, Miss Meech?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I wouldn't want this to go any farther, but I hate gardening.
Good morning, Bertie.
Morning, Mr. Gildersleeve. This the day for the big doings?
Yes, Bertie, and when the exercises begin, I want you to be on hand to throw out the first potato.
I'll be there.
Where's the paper?
I don't know, sir. Leroy had it, but he went upstairs.
Darn that kid. When he gets through with the newspaper, you can't even build a fire with it. Leroy!
I'm up here.
Well, come down here.
Okay.
Mr. Gildersleeve, do you hear some kind of a hammering noise? Sounds like it's coming from the farm.
Oh, yes. It must be the carpenter putting up the little platform for the speeches. Judge Hooker said he'd send a man over.
Hiya, Unc. Want to see your picture? Here it is, right on the front page.
Well, the front page. Well, does my profile look like that?
Now, Uncle Mort, don't be silly. I think that's a good likeness. You look fine.
You really think so?
Of course I do. Anyhow, the article that goes with the picture is wonderful. Listen to this. Civic-minded men like Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve are helping Summerfield to win the war.
Well, who cares about the picture? Answer that, Leroy. Listen to this, Marjorie. Our city owes a debt of gratitude to Mr. Gildersleeve for starting one of the most important civic projects since our country was plunged into war. Well, well.
Oh, hello, Miss Meech. Come right in. It's Miss Meech from the Indicator, Unc.
Good morning, Miss Meech. We've just been enjoying your article here.
Oh, I'm glad of that, Mr. Gildersleeve.
It should help win support for our project, I think.
I'm afraid it already has.
Afraid? Why? What's the matter?
Well, if you'll just look at what those carpenters are putting up in your victory garden.
What are they doing?
Come on, we can see from the window in my den. Take it easy, Leroy. Even if you get there first, I get first look.
Look at that great big sign. Today, grand opening of Mayor Terwilliger's Victory Garden.
Mayor Terwilliger's Victory Garden? Why, he's opposed the whole idea all along.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Gildersleeve.
But it's not your fault, Miss Meech.
I'm afraid it's the power of the press. When Mayor Terwilliger saw the publicity you got this morning, I guess he couldn't keep his hands off the Victory Garden another minute.
Well, as long as it's a success, I suppose I shouldn't mind.
You should, too, Uncle Mort. You've done all the work.
We've all done the work, my dear.
There's just one thing that may upset the mayor's apple cart.
What's that?
This story seems to have reached a good many important people besides the mayor.
What do you mean?
Suppose you call up Mr. Powers, the editor of my paper. I think he might have news for you.
Well, I'll do it right away. Excuse me.
Well, I know what I can do. As soon as those carpenters leave, I'll go out and tear down that sign.
I'll help you.
I'm afraid you'd get in trouble. After all, it is city property.
Well, ain't I a citizen?
Mayor Terwilliger has no more right to put his name on a community enterprise than anyone else. Uncle Mort wasn't putting up any signs calling it Gildersleeve's Garden.
You're quite right. I agree with you entirely. But I don't think we should do anything unlawful.
I'm a minor. They can't do anything to me.
Uncle Mort, what did he say? Are you going to fight it?
Well, no, my dear, that is not exactly. But if you'll all be my guests at the ceremonies this afternoon, I think I may be able to offer you a pleasant surprise. Well, it looks like quite a turnout, my dear.
Yes, and I'm so mad I could spit.
Why?
Look at that sign. Mayor Terwilliger's Victory Garden.
I think we ought to tear it down. How about it?
Now, that's not the spirit.
Who are they clapping for? It's not...
It is. It's the mayor. Boo!
Leroy, quiet.
Boo!
Why, Marjorie.
Well, I don't care.
The big four-flusher.
Quiet, both of you. He's coming this way. Get down off the platform, Leroy.
Don't tell me you're going to let him up here.
Uncle Mort, you're not just going to let him get away with it.
Suppose you let me handle this. Down, Leroy. Oh, Mayor!
Hello, Commissioner.
Well, this is quite an honor.
No hard feelings?
My dear Mayor, of course not. We're all working for victory, aren't we?
Of course. You know, I thought as long as this is city property, it would be only right if I took part in the opening ceremony as mayor.
Naturally, only right.
You understand, of course, that I'm making an address.
Well, that's great, but I hope that I may have the privilege of introducing the guest of honor.
Well, Commissioner, if you really want to.
I certainly do.
Fine.
Well, I guess we can get on with the ceremonies then. If your honor will just take a seat with the other gentleman on the platform here. Ladies and gentlemen, quiet please, quiet. I don't have to tell you why we're all here, ladies and gentlemen. We've all worked hard to get this garden in shape, and today we're going to have the satisfaction of seeing the first potato planted.
Hooray for the first potato.
We have the honor of having with us today a most distinguished servant of the people.
Whoa, thank you.
One to whose heart this community garden project is very close. A man we all hope one day to see in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the governor of this great state, Charles K. Effendecker.
But governor?
Right down there in the front row. Step up and say a word to the folks, won't you, governor? Come on, that's right.
I just want to say that I wish there were more gardens like this all over the state and all over the country. You're not only growing your own food here, but you're freeing other food that's badly needed for our armed forces. You've run this thing in the old-fashioned spirit of neighborhood helpfulness, and I'm sure we all agree that no one individual should take credit for it. However, I suggest a round of applause for the man who conceived and developed this project, Mr. Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve!
All right, Gildersleeve. You may think you're smart, but remember, he who laughs last, laughs best.
That's right, Your Honor. Leroy! Oh, Leroy!
Yes, Unc?
Come quickly. I do believe our first radish is up.
Yeah?
Tiptoe over here, my boy, and look at this. See the tender little shoots pushing up through the rich earth? There's the whole mystery of nature, my boy, in one tiny seed. Just think. For days, the little seedlet lay in its soft bed there sleeping, and then one day it awakened, and the kind sun warmed it, and the soft dew nourished it, and the little bird sang to it, and in about 3 weeks, I'm going to eat it. Good night, everybody.
Music heard on this program was directed by Claude Sweeten. This is Brian Hendrickson speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to listen in again next Sunday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
This presentation of the Great Gildersleeve starred Lee Delaney as the Great Gildersleeve. Missy Carl played Leroy with Cindy Martin Asher as Marjorie and Lisette Ralph as Bertie. Pam Hungate played Leela Ransom. Nick Helton was the judge, and yours truly, Bob Hutchison, played Mr. Peavy. Also in our cast, you heard John Greenway as Mayor Terwilliger, Marge Lutton as Maud Meech, and Cole Hornaday as the governor. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. This is Bob Hutchison speaking and inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
Hey, let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio.
One Night Stand presents Chuck Foster and his orchestra. I'm just wild about you. Great big beautiful dog.
From the Terrace Room of Hotel New Yorker in New York City, One Night Stand brings you music in the Foster fashion. Yes, it's Chuck Foster and his orchestra furnishing the dance rhythms with charming Judy Tremaine and Dick Roberts lending life to the lyrics. And now, a word of greeting from our maestro, Chuck Foster.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Here's a new little cutie to open our show, one that's becoming quite popular, incidentally. No Can Do.
Music in the Foster fashion. Dick Roberts writing love letters.
straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart.
New Lady of the Air, introduced by Chuck Foster and the boys in the band. Let's all meet Harriet. On her veranda,
no.
What a line they had her. But she keeps those wolves away. Down yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Hey, all the cowhands want to marry Harriet. Harriet, handy with a lariat. But she don't want to marry it. She's having too much fun.
On her veranda, what a line they hand her.
A lot of soft soap.
But she keeps those wolves away.
Ah-woo!
Shouting yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Hey, all the cowhands want to marry Harriet. Harriet's handy with a lariat. But she don't want to marry it. She's having too much fun. She's having too much fun. She's having too much fun.
It's music for Dancing America. Just now, music in the Foster fashion. The music of Chuck Foster and his orchestra playing for you from the terrace room of the Hotel New Yorker in New York City. Soft lights and sweet music now, a melodic threesome. Remember when, I wish I knew, and how deep is the ocean.
Thank you.
could love me. I wish I knew you placed no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew that only you can answer. If you don't care, why let me hope and pray so? Don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on, or just forget you? What shall I do? I wish I knew. Day. Never, never
No in between for Judy Tremaine. It's gotta be this or that.
From little old New York to the Gulf of Mexico, Chuck Foster, the boys in the band, and Tampico.
Into a hotel, they lead you right to the bar. Just one tequila, my friend, you forget where you are.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
The senoritas down there, they got plenty of life. Just one little look with the eyes make you forget your wife.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
She don't speak English so good, she can't even say beans. You don't understand what she says, but you know what she means.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico,
when you arrive at the docks, the senoritas they wave, the native costumes they wear, our slacks and Bobby socks.
I Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Down in Mexico.
Music for tomorrow. In the Foster fashion, it's a beautiful day. Here's a promise to be kept by Dick Roberts. I'm gonna love that gal.
That gal like she's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, my dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been, we'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, she'll hold my heart again, forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before. Kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, she's in my heart again, forever and evermore. I gotta love that gal like she's never been loved before.
One of the all-time best, Chuck Foster, now brings us All the Things You Are.
It has been another one-night stand, this time presenting music in the Foster fashion. Chuck Foster and his orchestra have been playing for you from the beautiful terrace room of Hotel New Yorker in the heart of New York City. Vocal assignments went to Judy Tremaine and Dick Roberts, with much support from the singing ensemble. Until time for another one-night stand, we say so long. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
That's all the time I have. Please stop by our website, www.americanradiotheater.org, for more podcasts. We put up a new one every month. Hey, see you next time.